Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to kick it off how we kick off every show, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What do you have, boys? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at Norell Toyota. They are the key sponsor to the show. So we want to thank Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down here for sponsoring the show and for today letting us shoot in their facility. On with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Fad Najmuddin. I've been parts service manager here for about 14 years this summer, I guess. That's what I do.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Now, there's a topic of conversation that you and I have spoke about once or twice before.
Yeah.
And I knew I was coming here today. I knew I was going to talk to you. So let's get into it.
Okay.
You're big into hip hop.
Yes.
You love rap music.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Tell me about the music that you used to pump to, where you were, how you got into it.
Oh, wow.
Because you're old school. You've been and seen some amazing concerts and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think it all started with... it probably all started with Ice-T in high school. Started listening to Ice-T through... Because I listened to a lot of punk rock.
Right.
And Jello Biafra, if anybody knows who that is, from the Dead Kennedys, ended up doing a song with Ice-T.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that introduced me to Ice-T. And
right.
From there, it went to NWA and the Ghetto Boys. And then it went backwards a little bit, went back to Run DMC and things like that, and stayed with me. I've been listening to all those bands since then, and obviously newer artists since then as well.
That's right.
But yeah, I've been, since, I guess, the late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you used to be down in Florida for a bit.
Yeah.
And so were you able to see any of these acts down? Like, because in Canada, we never got any of those acts.
Right.
Like, nowadays they come, like, for goodness sakes, we had Snoop come here a few years ago.
Yeah.
But that's a new anomaly. So like in America, you probably were able to see more acts than you were here.
In the States, actually, not a lot, not a lot.
Really?
When I lived in South Florida, I did see a lot of, a lot of bands and comedians and so forth, but as far as the hip hop stuff went, not a whole lot.
Okay.
I do have a funny Snoop story though.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I love Snoop.
Okay, so I almost met the guy.
Okay. Okay.
And I was on a flight. I was going to Florida for Christmas. And I had to go through, like everybody in Fort McMurray does, the midnight flight to Toronto.
Right.
So I got off the red eye and I was half asleep, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was wondering, because I had an hour to kill or 2 hours to kill or whatever it was before the flight came. All of a sudden, I'm walking by these doors, and about seven or eight humongous people came walking in the door, and in the middle of all this, Snoop.
D-O-double-G.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I've been listening. I had my headphones in. I was listening to Dre at the time, and Snoop was on the track.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I looked, and you know when you've been on an airplane all night, and you're half asleep and whatever.
Yeah,
I said,
well,
man, this is like Snoop. This guy's been on my soundtrack for the last 20 years of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So my big intro for me to meet Snoop was basically me croaking out, Snoop. That was all that came out of my mouth. It was hilarious. I don't even think he heard it.
These
big humongous men just walked right past me, and
that's right.
I almost met him.
Oh, that's a great story. I would be the exact same. He's my favorite. He's my favorite rapper of all times. He's literally the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
You know my dad very well, Gregory Pierre.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many CDs of Doggy Style he's like thrown out the car window, how many tapes he's destroyed.
Yeah.
Like I Snoop bought a few gold chains because of how much money I spent repurchasing his albums. Yeah. Snoop is amazing.
Yeah, too funny.
Now, I was here a few days ago, and you were talking about something I didn't know about. You used to be in a band.
Yeah.
What was that about? Like with all the times we've spoken, the fact that I only found out something new yesterday was like shocking to me.
Yeah, well, I was always into music. My parents were into music. My dad played just about every instrument that that came out of Lebanon. So, you know, we were it was all around us when we were kids. We were big Kiss fans.
Yeah.
One of our big things was you know, pretending we were Kiss when we were, you know, kids, you
know. Yeah.
And just kind of went from that into, you know, by the time I got into high school, started getting more interested in it, and had a I like to sing. So when I got to university, I was at U of A. I decided I was going to put together the greatest band that ever existed.
Yeah.
We tried. We didn't get to where I wanted to be, but we gave it a good, gave it the old college try, I guess, as you could say.
Right.
You know, never really became anything or recorded or anything like that, but lots of fun, lots of fun.
Yeah.
And great memories, that's for
sure. And it sounded like you traveled around a little bit and did like gigs and different
areas. Yeah, we used to gig around a little bit, but we didn't get very far. We didn't get very far, you know, outside of our friends and all our other band's friends, and you know, that was about as big as it got. So
that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was
like,
fun.
That's really, like, no
great
doubt.
Great fun. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Toyotas, because we're here, this is a question that I'm going to try to ask everybody.
Yeah.
But if you could drive a Toyota, any Toyota from any time, what Toyota would that be?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I may have just got it, to be honest with you. I just picked up an FJ Cruiser. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I was talking to Nimmer about this.
Yeah.
Like, and so this is what year are we talking about?
An 11.
Okay. So the new, when I say newer ones,
yeah,
it's the rebooted version.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Cause I was going to say, like, cause I know where you live.
Yeah.
I can see your house.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah.
If you got my car, I was going to steal it. Okay.
Yeah,
so let me hear about this FJ you got.
Yeah. Oh, it was a local, truck. Actually, it was, purchased by really, really nice folks back in 2010 here at Norrell. They've been phenomenal customers. They serviced it with us every step of the way.
Right.
And finally, they just decided they had outgrown it, or they wanted something a little more comfortable, lower to the ground. They traded in for a Highlander.
Okay.
And when the FJ Cruiser was a thing, and when we used to sell them all the time, that was all I drove.
That's right.
I loved the truck. I always wanted one, but
that's
I never
right.
needed to buy one because I always took one for a demo.
That's right.
Then they stopped building one in 2014.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the demos dried up. All of a sudden we stopped getting them in on trade and
so
forth.
That's right.
So when this one came, like, I've had my eyes open for one for quite some time. And when this one came in on trade, I bought it immediately. And I'm going to do a little bit of fixing on it. Need some work, but it's going to be my little project, my little toy.
Nice.
And, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was talking to your brother about that, because my dream car is an old school original FJ, like from the 60s.
Yeah.
You can't find these things.
Yeah, no,
anymore.
They're impossible. Yeah. They're like gold. Yeah,
and the price point on them now, especially because of the pandemic, has just been like unbelievable. So even if I found one, I think at this point it's just like,
They're tough. They're tough to find.
So, all right, listen, my man, there's a segment we call the Mac City Minute.
Okay.
So Tanner has some questions for you.
Okay.
Tanner couldn't make it today.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. I don't know how he came up with these questions for you, but big shout out to Tanner. But even a big shout out is to the sponsor for this segment. It's McMurray Denture Center.
Okay.
Right down the street from you. So a big shout out to them. Keeping people's teeth looking nice and white, even if you lose your teeth. So they're the sponsor for the Mac City Minute. So the first question Tanner has for you is, who do you think is the most underrated OG rapper?
Underrated? Wow. Oh, that's easy. Dub C.
Okay.
Dub C. Nobody ever heard of him, and he's probably one of the best rappers I've ever listened to.
Okay. Yeah. Dub C. How come nobody's ever heard of Dub C?
Well, it's not that nobody's ever heard of him. He was part of Ice Cube, West Side Connection.
Yeah, I know who Dub C is.
Yeah. But most people that you talk to don't know who he is.
That's right.
That would be the one. Just the way he flows, unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Dub C. Okay. What was the biggest culture shock you experienced between Canada and the United States down in Florida?
The biggest culture shock? Was probably the language, because where I lived, it was a very Spanish-speaking area, like all of Miami really is now.
That's right.
And where we first lived was in Doral, which is a great spot, lots of golf courses. But nobody really speaks, I don't want to say nobody speaks English, but they speak to you in Spanish first.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, so I went into a supermarket looking for something, and it was pretty funny, just the responses that I got. They were looking at me like I was from another planet, but that was probably my biggest culture shock. Yeah, okay. That and people not saying thank you when you hold the door open for
them. It's so weird. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
America's so strange like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so weird.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, if your band had made it big,
yes,
what would have been your biggest rock star dream?
Oh, wow. My biggest rock star dream would be to perform in front of, you know, like Wembley or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To perform in front of 100,000 people. That would have been amazing. Yeah.
I've been to a number of concerts, and just being in that, in an arena with that many people, the energy level is unbelievable. I can only imagine what it is like for the person where that energy is directed.
Exactly.
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite memory in your time at Narell Toyota?
In my time at Narell Toyota?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's been a long time. It's been, you know, over 14 years. My favorite memory is hard to isolate. My favorite relationships, you know, I probably would be what stands out the most. Just the people that have become part of my family.
Yeah.
You know, I got people that I hired 12, 13 years ago that are still with us, and just you know, one day if I look back, those are going to be my biggest memories, are the relationships that I made with the people, and not just the staff, but some of the customers that you know, that become friends, and people that you think about all the time, even though it doesn't have anything to do with cars anymore. You know,
that's right.
It's special for
sure. That's right.
Yeah.
And last but not least, there's a new dealership coming to town.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of expanding your footprint.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited about in that new area for yourself?
Wow. In that new area? I'm excited about having everything brand new around me, having brand new equipment, brand new lights, brand new floors, brand new everything.
Right,
you know,
right.
Nothing against this place. It's served us well, and it still works pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
But to turn everything brand new and just to be able to maybe bring our game up a notch, to step our game up a notch, because we've been with certain things, we've been limited, you know, by the facilities, by the facilities limits.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly.
So once we get past that, that's what I'm going to be looking forward to is taking it up a notch, because really this place is going to double. Like we're going to double in size. We're going to double in business. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good for us. Obviously, it's going to be very good for Fort McMurray.
Yeah, great for the downtown core.
Service drive through.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, man, that's been your Max City Minute.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Tanner, for sending that in. How? I got a question that I got to ask because he watches the show.
Yeah.
Just so you know, it's about Gregory Pierre.
Okay.
So Uncle Silky, aka Mr. Toyota. He's been coming here for how many years?
I started here in '95, and he was around then.
Yeah.
So
he was a staple here.
Yeah.
You and my dad, you guys go for lunch from time to time, or breakfast.
Yep.
I'm never invited. But where do you guys go?
Oh, man. Well, we used to always go to Taste of the Orient. That was your dad's spot, man.
Okay.
Like, he was there every single time he wanted to go out.
Yeah.
It slowed down just because of the whole COVID thing.
That's right.
But hopefully we can get that back going again. But that was our spot. Was
that's
Taste
your spot,
of
Taste of the Orient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
very
that buffet
cool.
was always awesome.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fad, that's the end of the show, man. Thank you very much for being a guest.
Anytime.
Please, again
My
and
pleasure.
again.
Yeah.
But before we let our guests leave, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the lights, the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Shameless shout out.
Shameless shout out. We've had everything from businesses to mothers to wives to kids to cars, you name it. You can shout it out. It's all on you.
Okay. Wow, that one's really right out of left field. Man, you're going to have to cut this.
No, it's live, man. It's
Are
live.
We live.
Yeah, it's totally
okay, sorry,
live.
Man. Sorry. Okay. What do I want to plug? Let me think. Shameless plug. You know what my shameless plug is? Whatever Fort McMurray. Go out of your way, folks, to spend the money here, because we're all in this together. That's my shameless plug. If it's in town, buy it.
Boom. Awesome. Awesome. There we go. Well, that's another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as our sponsor for the Mac City Minute, McMurray Denture Center. Thank you so much, and thank you everybody for watching. I hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.